Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That sort of helps in bringing this back.
It's fine that business thrives. Jesus blows up.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for seeing me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I went for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with Gary Sorak. Gary is Gary Sorak, S-I-R-A-K. GarySorak.com is the website, right, Gary? That's it?
Yes, that's it.
So
Jim,
check it out. And you find your books there?
Yes.
The
They're
American
on there,
Dream
and the new one's coming soon. So
yeah, we are. What's the name of that title? Remind us the title.
How to Retire and Not Die.
There you go. I like that. I can't wait to get my hands on that one, folks. So, Gary, and by the way, folks, Gary is the CEO, president of Sorak Financial Services, Inc. It's a family-owned business specializing in financial planning for people just like you and me. Gary, out of Northern Ohio, by the way, What do you recommend? We just talked earlier about the about investing, not trading, about doing, you know, putting our money to work in a way that is makes sense for us when most of us are not professional traders, and to have a life, right? To have, actually own an asset and have a life around that. What do you recommend?
Well, I like what you've mentioned all along, and you've always talked about real estate. I am a big fan of real estate, Jim, and right now real estate's it's on sale, at least in our area.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. So I'm not buying anything right now because I own what I want to own, but if I saw something that came up that made sense, I would not hesitate.
Yep.
I
do
like
you think,
mutual funds.
You and I neither one are necessarily real estate experts, but I got to believe over the next year there are going to be some real estate opportunities.
Oh, I think so too. I also think there's going to be some challenges. Because
I wouldn't get over leveraged with it though, because
no.
The same environment that causes real estate to be compromised could also cause tenants to be compromised. So you got to be careful about that when you over leverage.
That's what I was going to mention, Jim. I can tell you with staying at home, my building, which is about 20,000 square feet, has four tenants. And three of them have not been there and have really not shown up at all and are coming back. But I'm wondering, they're working from home. How are they feeling about their lease and where they're going to go next time?
That's exactly the other point. That's right. No, I've had more than one multi-city CEO with anywhere from 80 to 300 employees, a couple of them at least in the last 2 weeks, have said, tell me again why I'm paying so much in rent.
Yes. And I believe that will be a real challenge. And for people who own a lot of real estate, I'm glad I'm not one of them.
Of course, real estate
but I do think
doesn't
a little
necessarily
bit
just it doesn't mean commercial. It could be residential.
Oh, sure. And and vacation homes and all those things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have two clients trying to sell vacation homes, one in Charleston and one down in Naples.
Good luck.
And, the price has dropped dramatically. But so I still – mutual funds. I have always been a fan my entire career, which has been kind of longer than I want to talk about, but I've always been a fan of mutual funds, and I've always been I look for mutual funds that kind of do what I want to do, that are in the right space, and in my mind, I like things that produce income. So I like funds that have dividends, funds that are income funds, conservative, and that's how I always have played with money. So those, to me, are really a bargain.
Now, there are different kinds of mutual funds, right? There's different flavors of mutual funds. So,
absolutely, all kinds of them. I mean, thousands and thousands.
And I don't mean investing in one type of investment or another. I mean the way they're structured, the way they how
totally.
They charge and that kind of thing. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can have exchange traded funds where the fund is just functioning on its own. The maintenance fees are much lower, but you don't have any control. There's no one managing that fund.
Right.
It's just set up on an index. You can also buy index funds, which says, okay, I'll buy the entire S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds. I kind of am a fan of really well-managed funds. I'm willing to pay my manager. I've always learned that if somebody knows something more than I do, I'm willing to pay them for that.
Yeah.
And my opinion is these people know a lot more than I do.
Should you track though how good they are? Because some of them aren't
absolutely
that good.
Oh, there's some really bad ones, and I can tell you I've owned some of those too, and I've had to fire myself on some funds because I got to move that one. They're not really performing, and the guy who chose them didn't do a good job. Me, so you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
And I have
me
a couple
too
of them right now. Yeah, but reality is, and then I've always been a fan of life insurance. If it's purchased the right way and it's funded the right way, I think that's a great product that people misunderstand, amazingly misunderstand. And quite honest, the other thing is, and this one is annuities. If you buy the right annuities, some annuities are excellent. It just depends, you know, what you're looking for and how you're doing it. And again, the fees inside annuities can be brutal, mm-hmm. so you have to be very careful.
Right.
And also, you have to be careful of the language. You know, my first annuities I sold, they were 3-page contracts. Mm-hmm. I saw one the other day. It was 15 pages
of
legal.
Another thing I want to bring up before we go, folks, especially if you're younger, and then a whole life insurance policy, a participating policy. It could be universal, but some kind of a whole life policy. Those are amazing financial documents. The flexibility inside of those over time, over 25 years. As you know, Gary, I'm working with one now for a friend with paying in 35 years. The flexibility, the different ways she can slice and dice that is awesome. So I recommend those too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's one of those things we've always been involved in and have always been successful.
Yep.
Again, the company quality is a big deal, and that's one of the things that happened.
Gary, I got to wrap
Jim,
it up. GarySirock.com. Gary, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, you have a great day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.